My name is Mike Matthews. I am the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica here at the last place on Earth at Cafe. Anyway, it's Mike's Daily Podcast, episode 3137. There is something to beware of, some sneaky little thing that hackers are using now. You know, when you're trying to log on to a website and it tests you and it says, hey, which of these pictures have wheels on them? And you click on them and then it says, which of these pictures has a dog in it? And you pick the ones that have a dog and then it verifies you. Well, you need to be careful. They are telling me now, these are expert IT type folk. They are saying that, and they call this CAPTCHA verification pages. Never, it's CAPTCHA. And I'm going to tell you what that means. CAPTCHA is a type of challenge that means completely automated public Turing test. But that's just capped. The CHA is computers and humans apart. So it's completely automated public Turing test. Remember Alan Turing? And the whole, did you watch the movie with, was that the one with Benedict Cumberbatch? Public Turing test to tell if computers, to tell computers and humans apart. Basically, it's a Turing test. Remember that? So there was that thing that Turing did where he said, I'm, and this is years and years before computers, definitely the Turing test is a benchmark. He did back in 1950. So I guess there were some type of computers back during World War I. Didn't we have something that could decode what the Nazis were saying? Alan Turing in 1950, the test involved a human judge engaging in a text-based conversation with both a human and a machine. The judge's task was to determine which participant was a human and which is the machine. If the judge cannot reliably distinguish between the human and machine, the machine is said to have passed the Turing test. Ah, so I guess if you do not pass the Turing test, it means that the computer won. It does not directly test intelligence. Instead, it merely tests how much a computer can behave like a human being. Okay. And Alan Turing. What was that Alan Turing movie? It was with Benedict Cumberbatch. What's her name? Keira Knightley was in. Yeah. Okay. There was one about Stephen Hawking. I have not seen that one yet. But that's right. That movie came out in, 10 years ago. We're going to talk about things that happened 10 years ago and 20 years ago in this podcast. We're going to get to some interesting insight about some things that I've been noticing over the past decade and two decades. So that's what it stands for. It's a test that you follow often on the internet when you're trying to get into a website that has all these double, triple verifications. What you want to do, though, is never follow CAPTCHA instructions that ask you to open the run dialog. The run dialog is the thing that when you're downloading a new program to your computer, that is when things get really bad. Because unless the program is completely verified, you know that it's okay, that's not got any bugs or viruses in it, your computer will ask you, are you sure you want to run this, etc.? And that is definitely a question you want to know the answer to completely, which was the beginning of the CAPTCHA title, wasn't it? So don't paste anything either. Report suspicious websites. Keep your antivirus and browser up to date, but you don't want to ever, it says one of the instructions, the I am not a robot instruction, it tells the user to press Windows key and R, You never want to do that. Never want to have any instructions tell you to do that. And then to paste clipboard content into, and then hit enter, which this, what this does is when you paste the clipboard content, it actually gets access to your clipboard, is what they're finding with this CAPTCHA virus. So don't be caught and don't get captured and be smart and avoid this little thing that could be a big bad thing, as I'm explaining this to you as a Gen Xer. And I was trying to figure out why. Why are we called Generation X? Where did the term Generation X come from? It was actually, of course, the Billy Idol band named Generation X. Reportedly, the name came from when Billy found a copy of a book that his mom was reading, a 1964 book that was called Generation X. The X itself often is interpreted as a symbol for an unknown variable representing a generation that was hard to define and didn't fit neatly into the social constructs of their predecessors. So, hey, when I was growing up and we were calling ourselves Generation X, or I don't know who called us Generation X, maybe we were thinking of Billy Idol because he was really popular at the time and we wanted to be like his band and we were a generation. So we didn't want to be called baby boomers. We wanted to be something completely different. So we called it Generation X. Then the millennials came along and they said, because they said, we didn't want to be the same thing as Generation X because we hear Generation X all the time. Oh my gosh, I'm sick of it. So let's call ourselves millennials. I don't know if they called themselves millennials. Probably somebody, some writer said, hey, let's call them millennials. Hey, Rocky the Cat just jumped in. Now he's more of a, not even a Gen Z or Gen A. Are you alpha or beta? But the Generation X was popularized in the very beginning by Canadian author Douglas Copeland in his 1991 novel Generation X. But if you go back even further, there was a 1950s. The term Generation X was used as early as the 1950s by war photographer Robert Capa for a photo essay about World War II youth. See, and then in 64, the book that Billy Idol's mom was reading by Jane Deverson and Charles Hamblett explored British youth culture, what they were calling the mods back in the day. Fascinating. And you know what else is fascinating? You and I, we've walked all the way to Cafe Anyway. And so I'm going to get the door for you so we can go in. Here we go. Rocky says hi.
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful.
Oh, and the name of this podcast is Realization. This FF episode is called Realization. I never tell the title of the podcast during the show, so this is a first. But it's called Realization mainly for the fact that I just realized that it's FF episode 3138, not 3137. I have no idea how I got that wrong, but I did. Okay, now we go into Cafe Anyway.
Cafe, let's do the Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Hi. It's episode 3137, and Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
The last place on earth. It's Mike Matthews, here we are. And I am singing. I stand over here at this place where there's a sign. I'm gonna read it to you, and then maybe you will sigh. It's episode 3137.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
3137. Oh, your wedding day. Do you remember your wedding day? And
Mike's.
Do you remember
Daily
walking down that aisle?
Podcast.
Well, wedding season.
Yeah.
Is it over yet? I know it starts off there like in July-ish. Yeah, about a month ago, maybe. It really got into full swing. I know I got married in the early parts of July. So, unfortunately, that marriage did not last. But I know we wanted to have it in July because of the weather is nice. and less chance of you being rained on here in California. Anyway, cafe anyway. The invites was difficult to figure out. Well, we ended up just inviting everyone at work, and they showed up. No, not everyone. I remember one old guy. He's probably long gone by now. He was a sales guy. He's like, oh, I can't. I love going to weddings. Where is it? I said, it's in the Bay Area. And this was down in Ventura. He said, I'm not driving 8 hours. Get your stupid wedding. So that turned some people away. But I remember some very dear, dear people, some people that are no longer with us, showed up to the wedding. And because this was back, gosh, boy, if I was still married, I'd be married for 21 years. Wow. We would have our child, if we had had a child, we didn't have any children, like on our wedding night, they would be able to drink by now. That's crazy.
And here's today's podcast picture.
I don't know if I got exactly the math down exactly right, but that's not exactly important, is it? The podcast picture is going to be something fantastic. And maybe we'll go back, not to 2005, but maybe to 2015. How about that? We'll go back 10 years for an interesting photo. See that at mikesdailypodcast.com. Yes. 10 years ago, I had that guy right there. We'd walk all over the place. So much fun. That makes me pause for a moment and think about, I forget who it was. There was some kind of big talk show guy talking about, and he was interviewing another guy, and they were talking about their sons. They both had sons. And the men that have sons, they're like, ooh, I'm so excited that... And Basil must have heard this too, because he just commented on it. But yeah, they say, oh, you know, you really feel like a father when you have your first drink with your son. And that's just so wrong in so many ways. Because, yeah, I just want to promote alcoholism with my son. I did not actually ever sit down and have a beverage with my father, except one time, and he wasn't drinking because he had quit drinking about 5 years before he passed away, which was about 20 years ago, actually, now that I'm thinking of these things. But yes, he was on a ship with myself. We were on a, Christmas parade. We were part of a Christmas parade, this boat we were on, because I was with a radio station.
Is that why you're bald, Mike?
I probably am bald because of radio. Who knows? Whenever you broadcast, you're near some kind of device that, well, in a radio station, you got all kinds of electrical whatnots and widgets and what things that emit some kind of electoral waves, things that cause you to go bald. No, that hasn't been proven. Never mind. Okay, so Dad is on this boat with me, and we're in this Christmas parade in the Channel Islands Harbor, there next to Oxnard, or theoretically part of Oxnard, and we're going up and down the channel, part of this parade, and I'm walking along, and I discover there's a galley, and in the galley is a lady serving drinks. She said, whatever you want, it's free, because you're guests aboard this boat. That was, I guess, we were a sponsor of this, on this ship, or the ship was a sponsor on the... Anyway, somehow... Oh, I think they did whale-watching trips, now that I'm thinking about it. Once again, thinking of things, and it suddenly occurs to me. Ah, realizations. So much fun. I said, okay, I'll have an eggnog. Well, she spiked that eggnog to no end.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Yes,
danger.
Exactly. I was stumbling around that boat, and my dad saw me, and he was laughing. It was... Wow. My son is toast. But that, you know, when they spike it, there you go. So I had a drink, and I had a beer, a wine, many a times with my mom. My mom loved wine. And she, white wine, had to be white wine. Occasionally, when she'd come visit me here in the Bay Area, and we'd go wine tasting, it's hard to find white wine, so we would do wine tasting at a place, and she'd go and have red wine. Because... heck, all right, I'll do it just this one time. But she did enjoy some of the California red wines, and although that was not the thing that she preferred. But why is this Mr. Microphone thing coming up all of a sudden? Didn't we?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I mean, we talked about Mr. Microphone on the last podcast. Why'd that come up again? Microphone. I'm talking into a microphone right now. My name is Mike. I'm Mr. Mike. I guess it just had to be. But we'll be back to pick you up later, good looking. Thanks for listening to the show. All right, so the point is, you're not a great father if you have your first drink with your son or your daughter. I guess, okay, that means they're an adult if they're actually legally drinking and they're of legal drinking age. And you now have a child that has grown up to be a man or a woman. Wonderful for you. That's great. I guess that's what that says. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. And you know what? Good for you if that happened. It is not necessary. It is not entirely necessary. It is great, though, if you can have a wonderful relationship with your offspring and they've made it to a ripe old age of 21 and you still have a good relationship with them, I say congratulations.
Anyway.
But cafe anyway, maybe you would even want to walk them down the aisle. And that is a glorious day, I know, for some parents. And it gets sung about in country songs. I walked her down the aisle and she married man, but I was the best father that ever could stand. Something like that. I heard a bunch of those when I did country radio in the 90s and the early O's. Wow. So engaged couples are spending, get this, on average for their wedding, $33,000. $33,000. Budgeting problems happen quickly when you're getting married. Between travel, accommodations, gifts, attire, guests spend on average $610 to attend a wedding. Yes. Hey, you've been invited to my wedding. That's great. I have to spend $610 to go to your wedding. So thank you. This was last year, those numbers. On average, guests spend about $270, though, if it's a local wedding. Ah, so that's not so bad. I went to a wedding once, and I'm sitting there, and just before the bride walks down the aisle, I hear... Or did they do it once she had walked down the aisle and they were at
Mike
the...
Mike is awesome.
Oh, and I got those facts from that guy there. And I produce his podcast. His name is Rob Black. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekday afternoons at 5. And he's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. That's what I meant to say. So I'm sitting there and it was a beautiful wedding in Ojai. And I guess they're both standing there at the altar at the pulpit, whatever they had. It was outside, so I don't know if there was exactly a altar or pulpit or whatever. But they were standing at the front, in front of everybody. And they start playing this cassette tape, and it's me. And it's me saying, "Hey, it's Kay. Hey, who's this?" And this guy, the groom, is talking. I have my girlfriend here, and I want y'all to play a song, I Swear, by John Michael Montgomery. And I said, "Oh, that's great." He goes, "Wait, before you do that, Aileen, will y'all marry me?" Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. What's he doing now? He just married, just proposed to me, and I said yes. Oh, okay. What's happening now? What just happened? He got down on his knee and he proposed to me and now I'm married. Kind of sounds like Benita the Rodeo Queen, doesn't it? Well, that's the typical listener that I had in the Ventura County area doing the country thing. And it was not a trap, but...
It's a trap!
For some of you, marriage is a trap, and I am sorry. But between travel, accommodations, gifts, and all that, that's what it costs. $840... It's what it costs when you drive to an out-of-town wedding on average. And if you're going to fly somewhere, it's going to be $1,680. the cost for bridesmaids. If you've been, hey, I really want you to be my bridesmaid. Oh my gosh, jumping up and down. It's going to top at $3,000 at least with the destination bachelorette party, as well as hotels, the dresses, the makeup, the gifts. Some brides are cool in that they will allow their bridesmaids to pick a particular type dress, so the bride doesn't force the dress on her bridesmaids. So then that is like, okay, I gotta buy this dress anyway. Might as well be something I wanna wear after the wedding on another day that's not wedding related. 1/3 of bridal party members went into debt. Yes, 1/3 of bridal party members went into debt last year. And check this out. 37%.
Mike makes music.
37% charge more than $1,000 on their credit cards. That's right. That's a beautiful song, isn't it? 37% charged more than $1,000 on their credit cards. So that's the world of getting married. Look who's here outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica.
Hello, McMathews. It's John Stewart, Gibson's supervisor. Weddings are so beautiful and romantic, and you shouldn't talk bad about them, McMathews.
You're right. You're right. You're right. A new life begins with each other. It's wonderful.
Yeah, don't be so cynical.
I'm sorry. I'm taking a step back away from the cynical bridge, the cynical hopa, the cynical the sign, and walking over here to say hi to these guys.
Hello, Mike. This is Floyd, the floor man.
And this is John Deere, the engineer. Mike, I have been the DJ for a couple of weddings. Really? I didn't know DJ John Deere. I guess your initials are JD. And a DJ JD, that's a palindrome, so that would work in a weird way and be very cool.
Yeah, whatever they want to hear, I find it on the internet and I play it. I just have to have a Wi-Fi connection.
Or I could do a hotspot.
Let's not talk about my hotspot.
Oh my. That's bad. That deserves a Wookiee sound effect. Okay. Hey, you know, some of these sound effects were heard on the last show. I don't know what's going on. I got to get to the bottom of that and fix that. But what do you think about all that?
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a heck of a lot for listening to the show, Mike's Daily Podcast.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.